this afternoon to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And we're ready for verse 16. Verse 16 reads, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Verse 15 has said, "See then that ye walk circumspectly," exactly, accurately, "not as fools, but as wise, walking as wise children of God, and not as the fools of this world, who think it foolishness to live after, to serve God, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They think that's a bunch of religious fanaticism. It's foolishness to them. They are the workers of darkness. And we're not to walk as they walk, but we're to walk as wise children of God. Going back to verse 1 of the chapter. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Not as fools of this world." Look just for a moment at the book of Colossians and chapter 4 and verse 5. "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time." See, here it says in one verse what took two verses to say over there in Ephesians 5. But walk in wisdom. What's it mean to walk in wisdom? We tried to cover that last week, to walk as wise and not as fools. Jesus Christ has made unto us children of God, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has made unto us wisdom. We're to walk in His ways. We're to walk in His paths. And that is to walk as a wise man of God, as a wise child of God. But it goes on in this, we are commanded to be, and we are commanded to see then that you walk circumspectly, command, and to walk not as fools, but as wise. We're commanded to walk as wise in that circumspect walk. But now we're commanded to redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. What is he talking about here? Well, the word redeem, means to buy up. We're familiar enough with that. It means to buy up. It says buy up the time. Can we buy more time? Can we buy more time in the day? I mean we're given 24 hours in the day, 1,440 minutes in the day, 86,400 seconds in every day. Can we buy more of that? Is that what he's talking about here? No. The time here that he's speaking of means occasion, opportunity, season. Buy up the opportunity, buy up the occasion, buy up the season of time. In better understanding, maybe turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, in verse 10, where we find the same Greek word. Then verse 10 says, "As we have therefore opportunity." A word opportunity there, same Greek word as the time over in our text. "Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So as we have therefore opportunity, as the occasion presents itself, let us do good unto all men, especially to the household of faith. So it is in a space of time, and it signifies a careful and diligent use of that time to its best advantage. It is valuable. It is valuable. Do you realize? You see, you only buy up that which is valuable, right? And we're to look at every opportunity that we are afforded, every occasion that we're afforded, every season of time. We're to look at it as valuable. I must seize the moment. Is it precious? Are those opportunities, are those occasions, is the season of time, is it precious to us? We are to take it seriously, counting it precious, counting it valuable. We're not to take it lightly. We're not to squander it away. And boy, when you think about it, we do enough of that, don't we? We do enough of squandering away the opportunities that are afforded us. Well, we think the opportunity that God just lays in our lap, those are the only ones we count as opportunity. But we're to look at it differently than that. Much differently. Do you realize that every opportunity, you can't get it back? That moment, you can't get back. Doesn't mean that with that individual that God won't make it come around again. And you'll be presented. But that one is gone. You only have that one. And it's gone. So, we're not to be wasting our time. Keeping with the context, we're not to be wasting our time in the works of darkness, but are to walk as wise. children of light. That's in keeping with context. Using to the best advantage every opportunity given us for a season. What season? Our season is from the moment of salvation until the Lord calls us home. Every opportunity from the moment of salvation until the Lord calls us home, takes us home. We ought to look at every individual out there that we come in contact with as an opportunity that has been given to us to serve the Lord. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the apostles. I was thinking about Paul. I mean, I'm sure in looking at what is recorded in God's Word, they didn't squander much. They redeemed the time. They took advantage of every opportunity. They looked upon every individual as an opportunity given to them by God to witness of the grace of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. How do we do on it? How do we do on that note? If we do have such eyes, we may look at them. Well, I wonder if they know the Lord. Right? Don't we? What's wrong with us presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to them? Do we realize the blessings that come when we testify of the grace of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Do we realize the blessing? What a blessed opportunity to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. And whether that individual comes to know the Lord or not, we walk away from there with a satisfaction knowing we've done the will of God. Turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians in chapter 6. In verse 2. Well, let's read verse 1. We then as workers together with him, Christ Jesus, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Parenthetical statement. Not supplied by the King James translator, supplied by the Holy Ghost. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do we recognize that? Right now is the day of salvation. Right now is the kingdom of God here on earth presented to the Gentiles from this morning's message. Right now, men, women, boys, and girls across the world have the opportunity of hearing the gospel preached and coming to salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. Do we realize that there's coming a day when that opportunity is going to be gone? It will no longer be there. Today is the day of salvation. This moment is the time moment of salvation. Jesus Christ might come back the next moment. Today, Jesus Christ might come back tonight, tomorrow. Are we aware of that? Listen, we know the time is near when that is going to be a reality. We know the time is near when he's going to set up his millennial reign. And there will be no more opportunity for salvation to any man. Are we aware of that? Turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes. In chapter 9. And look at verse 10. Solomon here, the preacher, said the same thing, only he said it in these words. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. In other words, right now is the acceptable time. Right? Today is the day of salvation. And we are to be actively witnessing of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 9. Even Jesus said it. John chapter 9, verse 4. But of course, he did it perfectly, didn't he? He didn't squander one moment. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The time is coming when our work, our service for the Lord, is going to be done. It's going to be ended. And the opportunity for souls to be saved is going to be gone. Are we aware of that? Do we care? Do we care? Maybe that's the root of the problem. Maybe we just have a lackadaisical attitude and we just don't care. Because, well, after all, I'm saved. Is that the attitude and thoughts of our heart? Shame on us if it is. And he gets to the root of the problem. He said, redeeming the time, buying up that every opportunity in the season that we've been given, because the days are evil. They are. You know, we have the message that will turn men from their wickedness and turn them to righteousness. Because these days, these are days in which sin abounds. Never, never, a day like this in my lifetime. I can't say in the space of time, because he tells us as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're seeing those things today. Every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart is only evil continually. That's the days of Noah. Which is a statement he made even after the flood. So they persisted on in that evil and wickedness, and it's just grown worse and worse and worse. But you know, this is not just a national problem. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, it's not just a national problem here with the United States of America. That's a worldwide problem. All countries are faced with that.
Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. You look here at verse 12. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. That is what God said in the days of Noah. Look at chapter 8. This is what he said after the flood. Verse 21. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, that is that offering Noah offered up to the Lord. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done in the flood. Why? Because every imagination of his heart is only evil continually from his youth. From the days of his birth until he dies.
Turn with me to the book of Psalms. The book of the Psalms. In chapter 12. Look at verse 1. Have you ever felt this? Help! Help, Lord! For the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Do you realize that? Have those thoughts ever crossed your mind? Help, Lord, because the godly man is no more. The faithful are no more. Maybe because I get around to various churches more than you all, being asked to preach and so forth at different conferences and different churches. Thank you, godly men. And thank the Lord, there are a few faithful men still. Where are the godly? Where are sticking by the stuff? Where are those that are being steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord? Yeah? They're dark days. The time of our days are of gross ignorance. Not only is it gross ignorance, but it's gross immorality. And it's full of irreverence for the holy. Men are full of irreverence toward God, and they're full of irreverence towards those who would even dare to try to strive holy lives before the Lord. We are surrounded on every hand, every side, with bad examples, and we ourselves are in danger of being corrupted, and those that dare to live godly shall be exposed to persecution, being mocked, ridiculed, tortured, and even put to death. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's talking about the perilous times that are here. They're upon us. This very time and this very hour. Psalm chapter 90. Psalm chapter 90. In verse 12. So, Lord. Not there, but that's the context. So, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Where do we get wisdom? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let us walk in wisdom. Walking in wisdom will what? Will produce a vigorous, a zealous work for the Lord in His behalf. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Look at verse 11. Verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Stop even thinking it. Because if you think it, you're apt to do it. Right? Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. So let us walk in love, working no ill to our fellow man, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, Also what he's talking about there in Ephesians chapter 5. You that have fallen asleep into the works of darkness, awaken and arise from the dead, arise from walking among the dead. Why? For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now is the day of salvation for those that are lost. For those who know not Christ, and that the hour is urgent. The time is urgent. Awake from sleep. Because now is our salvation. The completion of our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. 40 some years ago, almost approaching 50 years ago. The completion of my salvation is nearer than it was then. And it was nearer then. But it's nearer now. What we're going to do for the Lord, we need to be doing it now. We need to be walking as children of light now. We need to be with